It's in our white book. It's number what?
82.
82. Number 82 in the white book. Everyone that is thirsty in spirit, oh, everyone that is weary and sad, come to the fountain. Oh, dear Lord, we come. We come right now, dear Jesus, to you. Oh, Lord, supply, dear Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord.
We praise you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we pray now in this room, anyone who doesn't understand about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, we pray your spirit would quicken their spirit right now, Lord God. We pray that you would just take some fire on their seat, fire in the heart, fire in the mind, fire in the spirit, Lord God. You don't understand what being filled with the Holy Spirit means. We pray that your spirit be quickened right now. Quicken, quicken, quicken. You don't need a long sermon. You don't need to go to Bible school. You don't need to go to church. You don't need to go to death. You don't need to go. Open your heart and be empowered, be anointed. We pray that you would just be anointed right now in the Holy Ghost. Anointed, we speak anointing right now. Oh God, for us, anointed. Bless you, the young guys up here, run it, run God. Anointing is the one who washes the pots. Anointing, the one who is squirting water that flows. Anointing right now.
Desire of everybody, every staff member and every guest that are here. I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. It's our desire that we are filled with himself and he works in our hearts. And I think it might be pleasing to the Lord if as we close the meeting tonight, we closed in prayer, but not just one person praying. But I wonder if I could ask Sister Wen's flock. You're all right over here. And maybe you all want to just get together and put your arms around each other. Pray. Pray that God will pour out his spirit upon you. Do it with the love of Christ. Shed abroad in your heart for that one next to you and around you that you've worked with now for 2 weeks. And ask Jesus to help them. Not necessarily you, but Lord, help them. Help us. And I'm going to ask Brother Isaac if he would come with these guys that are in the front. We appreciate you so much for all that you've done and the work that you've done. And I want you to get all that God wants you to have. And I don't want any of you to leave waddling. I want you to leave flying. And the only thing I can do and we can do together is ask. And when that early church came together in unity and in one accord, and they were praying, and as they prayed, the Holy Spirit came. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will come as we pray tonight. And the guests here, you know what to do. Just look to the Lord. If you want to pray for your friend, that's okay. Do that. But let's just ask the Lord to come to us, all of us, and to give us what it is that we've been asking him for tonight. And so we'll then, in a few minutes, we'll close the meeting and I'll let you say goodbye and whatever to your friends that are here. But let's just end by all of us, let's just join our faith together, and maybe you can sing that chorus that we sang earlier, "Ho, everyone that is thirsty," just the chorus part. And as we sing, we can pray. Come, let's pray. And guys, if it's better, I'm out of your way, you can kneel right here, and let's look to the Lord in closing. I will pour water.
Christ. And he came to this many a time. You see, the kingdom of the Lord is greater than the kingdom.
I just pray that you grant that now.
Lord, the life of the Lord is greater than the kingdom of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Yes, Lord. Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, do it, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your name I pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're near a hymn book and can find 169, let's sing it in closing. 169 in the hymn, in the hymnal. Some of it's a little corny, but it's good. Blessed be the tie that binds camp, if not before, some other place. But as we leave today, I hope there are not too many sympathizing tears when we asunder part, but we have an opportunity now to just greet one another in the love of God. And as I say, tomorrow moves quick, and it's an early start, and so if You want to say your goodbyes? You can do that even in the meeting tonight at the close as we go our separate ways. Let's just commit ourselves to the Lord. I'm going to ask Brother Paul if he would pray with us in closing.
Lord, we thank you for the kindred hearts that we have, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We pray, O God, that you will knit us together. Knit us together and knit us closer to you, Lord. May the things we have heard in these past days be real and alive. And may by your Spirit they become living within us, Lord. We trust in you. We trust you to continue the work after we leave and go home, Lord. You are able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before your throne. In Jesus' name I ask this.
Amen. 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 God bless you. We're dismissed.